Do you have a credit or debit card? Better yet, do you have a bank account or some kind of savings account? If yes, then consider yourself unique because you're actually part of a smaller club than you think. Studies suggest that approximately 30% of Jamaican adults are unbanked, that is, not having an account of any kind with a regulated financial institution. In an effort to address this situation, the government recently unveiled a National Financial Inclusion Strategy with the specific objective of empowering Jamaicans, particularly those outside of the domestic financial system, to save safely and stand up to financial shocks. Stay tuned to find out exactly what the Financial Inclusion Strategy involves. I'm Vaughn Davis. So, what exactly does financial inclusion mean? The concept is defined as the delivery of financial services at affordable costs to sections of disadvantaged and low-income groups of society. As far as the government is concerned, the number of persons unable to access the various financial services available in Jamaica is far too high, and to fix this, it has for the past few years been working on a financial inclusion strategy.
The strategy is the output of 16 ministries, departments, and agencies, as well as members of the private sector and non-governmental organizations. The strategy has four main pillars: financial access and usage, financial resilience, financing for economic growth, and fourth, responsible finance.
Finance Minister Audley Shaw. There are 53 specific action items to be undertaken under the strategy, and among the major objectives is to increase the number of Jamaicans with a bank or savings account.
We are working to increase the number of adults saving in a regulated financial institution by 40% by 2020, with a correlated reduction in the percentage of account holders with unclaimed deposits to 0.5% of the adult population.
Beyond just having an account, the government would like to see more persons incorporating technology into their transactions, whether through online banking, mobile wallets, and other measures.
The strategy calls for an increase in the number of adults making electronic payments from 33% of the population to 50% at least by 2020. To do this, the government is leveraging the efficiencies offered by electronic retail payment products to deliver welfare benefits and to expand the social safety net.
Increasing the overall level of financial education among the people is a key part of the strategy to ensure persons understand how they can use the various financial products to achieve their personal goals and, along with it, economic growth.
We are developing a National Financial Literacy Action Plan with the participation of the financial sector regulators and private sector stakeholders. This is a long-term investment in the next generation so that they understand the significance of investments, borrowing, credit history, budgeting, and entrepreneurship. It will target children and young adults so that by 2020, the financial knowledge will have improved from 55% to at least 65%.
Special focus is also being given to micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs. The objective is to provide both financial and business expertise to more members of the sector so they can grow and expand their operations.
The goal of this strategy, therefore, as one of its impact indicators, the goal of achieving an increase in the percentage of total private sector credit to small businesses. Minimum of 11%, but we must say heading towards 15%. And ultimately up to the 20% range. The strategy seeks to empower Jamaican businesses and individuals through practical steps such as improved credit reporting and the establishment of a consumer protection regime for services provided by deposit-taking institutions and providers of microcredit facilities.
Finance Minister Audley Shaw. Find out more about the Financial Inclusion Strategy and how you can benefit by contacting the Technical Secretariat at financialinclusion@boj.org.jm or at 932-4145.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.